Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host Mike Wobschall at TCO Studios at Winter Park. Got a sheet full of good questions from you guys. Thanks for sending them in. Let's get to work. The first one comes from Chris. Is Brian Robinson planning on returning for this season? I believe so, and it will be season number 11 for the fourth round pick out of the University of Texas. You know, he's coming off a season where he had 7.5 sacks, played pretty well against the run. You can slide him inside to play defensive tackle in your sub packages. He's a rotational player with Danielle Hunter, very valuable player for Mike Zimmer's defense, a good leader in the locker room as well. And he's durable, 4 straight seasons of playing in every game for Brian Robinson. Excited to have him back in 2017. Our next question comes from Kalik. With Cordarrelle Patterson gone, can you name at least 3 guys on the team or available in free agency in the draft who could become our kick returner? Sure, no problem. You have a draft full of players who can come in and potentially be returners. Any receiver that the Vikings pick up in free agency between now and the start of the season, plus you got 2 guys on the roster who would probably do a really good job. Jerick McKinnon and Marcus Sherrills, all candidates to be the kick returner in 2017. Our next one comes from Curtis in Pennsylvania. If you could pick a former Viking and add him to our current roster, who would you pick? Love the question. This comes down to 2 guys for me. Now, you can't go wrong with the Purple People Eaters, but I'm going to give you Randall McDaniel as one option. He's an all-1990s player in the NFL. He's a Hall of Famer. I can argue he's the best right guard in NFL history. You could also go with Johnny Randall, 137.5 career sacks. You think he could wreak some havoc in the middle of Mike Zimmer's defense? I do. Put him next to Linval Joseph, and you got some troublemakers. I lean toward Randall McDaniel, but you can't go wrong either way. Joe has the next question. Will Steven Weatherly be a contributor at D-end or linebacker next year? Well, the 7th round pick from 2016 is still on the roster. That's a good accomplishment for a 7th round pick. Steven Weatherly, 6'5", 265 pounds, just turned 23. So another young defensive lineman on this roster, just like Danielle Hunter, that this coaching staff can work with. It will not surprise me if he's on the active roster this season. Our next question comes from Sam. After the Vikings didn't bring in a kicker to compete with Blair Walsh, do you think they learned their lesson and will bring a kicker in to compete with Kai Forbath? Well, Sam, they do have another kicker on the roster. Marshall Kane, the guy from Iowa, he's on the roster. So we have 2 kickers right now who are under contract, but I think it's going to be tough to beat out Kai Forbath. He was 15 of 15 on field goals in 9 games for us last season. 86.6 career field goal percent for him. I think he's going to be tough to beat out. The Vikings are in good shape at kicker. Our last question comes from Ron. Vikings close the preseason at home. Wonder if this means they open the regular season on the road. No, Ron, there's no correlation between the preseason and the regular season schedules. The preseason schedule was released this week. It's up on the screen right now. You can see the Vikings play 2 games on the road and then play 2 games at home to close the preseason. The regular season schedule should come out at some point between now and the draft. So keep your eyes peeled for that. We'll have tons of content related to the schedule release. We already know who we play and where we play, and we just don't know when. It's always a fun day to unveil the regular season schedule. Again, that should be coming up in the next week to 10 days, so stay tuned to Vikings.com for more on that. And stay tuned to Vikings.com for more Pick 6 action, because we'll be back next week. Submit your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you could be included in next week's Pick 6.